Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, can you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
How long is this going to, the survey going to take, ma'am?
It is a few minutes.
Okay. I identify as a female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
My year of my birth? 1990.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Neither.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African American.
Thank you. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Negative.
The future of the country?
Negative.
Your own future?
Hold on. No, handsome. Move out the way. You said, what was that last question you said?
Your own future.
Positive.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Is it abortion access, gun violence, climate change, student loans, national security, crime, racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, mental health, immigration, healthcare, or education?
Mental health.
And the other two?
Oh, I have to pick them all too well. No, mental health. Gosh, the other one, racism.
Okay.
And no, you cannot have any Nutella at any bus. Mental health. Oh gosh, sorry, it's a lot.
That's fine.
Can you repeat them again, please?
Yes, abortion access, gun violence, climate change, student loans, national security, crime, economy and cost of living, immigration, healthcare, or education.
Okay, so I'm on the phone, Devin. We have to wait. I think the economy, you said?
Yes, economy and cost of living. So yes, your picks were racism and discrimination, economy and cost of living, and mental health.
Yes.
Okay. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3, once again, of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Is it your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community, caring for seniors, family members, having or caring for children, work-life balance, advancing in your career or other?
Advancing in my career.
And the other two?
Can you repeat them? Because you have broke up during some of them. I thought I was only picking one.
Yes. Well, we need 3 of the following. The ones that you prioritize the most. Your education, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, economic security and financial independence, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining your physical health, improving or maintaining mental health. Contributing to positive change in your community, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children,